Friday mornings, congratulations to Brent Henriksen of Woodhull. Just won the first four-pack of passes to go see a movie. There are a couple of movies. Mike Schultz is here. He's the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader and the keeper of all things calendar down there.
I like that one.
Well, thank you.
That's nice.
If you think if he thinks he feels bad now,
yeah,
wait till he actually gets to the movies.
He's in pain just being here to do this.
These things I do for you.
More pain is coming. Mike Schultz, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here, gents. Thank you for having me.
What did you see since last time we talked?
This was another week where I had to go back to look them up because I couldn't quite remember.
They were that forgettable.
No, one was really good. The Nicole Kidman movie Rabbit Hole was outstanding, but it's already gone, so there's no point in talking about that.
Right.
So the other ones were Sanctum.
Yes.
The underground cave.
Right.
Wow.
I think we'll stay here.
We stay here. They're looking for bodies is what they're doing.
it's laughable. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Are the effects
terrible?
Cool?
I mean, no, not really. I mean, they're fine, I guess. But boy, that script is, I mean, so bad the audience laughs at dialogue they're not supposed to laugh at. It's terrible. That guy who played the stretchy guy in Fantastic Four also shows up as an American. Maybe the worst American accent you've ever heard in your life. So funny. Just unintentional laughs all throughout that damn thing.
The stretchy guy? You mean
bad.
Dr. Reed Richards?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's an American in those movies, too.
Yeah, but he's Scottish. He's a Scottish actor, actually.
Oh, okay.
He's either Scottish or Welsh.
Okay.
I can't remember.
Okay.
But his accent wasn't bad in Fantastic Four,
okay,
I didn't
so
think.
He forgot
but in
how
this
to do
one,
an American
he completely forgot how to do it. I don't know what the hell happened.
Wow.
Yeah, it was sad. But it's a crummy, bad movie.
By the way, here's my geek badge. You mean Dr. Reed Richards?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was good.
Please don't refer to him as the stretchy guy. Sanctum, bad.
Sanctum, bad. And then I couldn't remember what the hell else I saw. It was The Roommate with Leighton Meester.
Oh, right.
I can't believe I forgot about the Leighton Meester movie.
Get over here, Meester.
She's kind of great in it. The movie is exactly as trashy as you think it's going to be. It's single white female for tweens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But she's pretty great in it, I got to say. She gives good Jennifer Jason Leigh, good Glenn Close-y type of performance. She's a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
I kind of dig her after that in Country Strong.
Yeah.
I look forward now to Leighton Meester movies.
Okay.
Who knew?
I just enjoy saying the name.
Yeah, it's fun to say, too.
You know, she was born in prison.
No.
Leighton Meester.
Are you kidding?
It's a fact.
That's a great story.
Born in prison.
Way. Wow.
That's right. Little Leighton Meester.
Why? What did she do?
No. That's not how it works. They don't incarcerate fetuses. Although, if they were going to start, Leighton Meester would be a good one to lock her up because she's trouble.
That's great. I had no idea. Is her mom still in prison?
I think her mom got out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Now I know. Now I want to do some research on Leighton
Meester. The more you know about Leighton Meester, the better off.
Outstanding.
The better off you are.
Is she from TV or something?
She's on the Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl.
Show.
Okay. Oh. Which I've never seen, but
I have not seen it. Although the wife has the DVDs, and from time to time I'll sit and watch a little bit. Because I get to hang out with my two girls, Leighton Meester and Blake Lively.
Yeah, I thought your wife doesn't
not
come
to mention
under those.
Your wife.
You might want to mention your wife
she's
among
there
the girls.
Too. She's there too.
Get
but
to
still,
chill with for the evening.
Yeah, yeah. You got one TV show. It's got Blake Lively and Leighton Meester,
that's
and they're friends
great.
In the show. It's not a. I couldn't tell you the first thing about it other than they're rich girls.
Maybe
and
Netflix a
and
DVD
they get in trouble. They
so
get in trouble
care
for doing bad things. Yeah.
All right.
We got four movies opening up today.
None
of them starring Leighton Meester.
No. We're probably done for a while, which is too bad. Yeah,
we've got a Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler movie.
God, right? Wow.
Oh.
Wow. That was just a matter of time, I guess.
Oh, Mike. Oh.
Yeah. If only Gerard Butler was also in it. That would be the trifecta of shame and
And
horror.
Katherine Heigl shows up for no reason
Ashton
whatsoever.
Ashton Kutcher wanders by.
Oh. They just that would be funny. They just wander into the movie on accident and then leave. In this movie, Adam Sandler enlists Jennifer Aniston to pretend to be his soon-to-be ex-wife in order to cover up a careless lie that snowballs.
Now, you have to assume that he and Jennifer Aniston, they know the trouble they're causing, right?
They must. They must.
They've got to know that this is just...
Sure.
This is just awful.
They have to know. Yeah, but do they care, you know? I don't know.
I've got a clip.
I am so sorry.
Please, honey, it is fine. I'm just happy to hear that his thing-a-ding can still ring-a-ding.
Oh, no,
he's got a serious small issue with ED.
What's ED? I
don't... oh, gosh, I forgot. You're 15. Erectile dysfunction, my darling. And it's, if think about it, is if you're trying to throw darts and you just, you, all you really got, you're shooting with, like, overcooked spaghetti.
Okay. I just think that my spaghetti wasn't loving the meatballs that was being served. They were a little too lumpy.
Okay, well, go enjoy.
I have nothing to say. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Even our funny sound effects aren't helping.
No,
that drop.
No.
Not
these
at all.
These people have... never. They should never be. They should never be allowed to complain about anything.
Also opening today, Romeo and Juliet, which is a CGI movie with, or is it just CG? CG computer graphic movie.
Yeah, can something be just CG and supposed to CG? I guess.
What is CG or computer graphic images? Right?
Yeah.
Is
that, I guess it's all has to be.
Anyway, it's about lawn gnomes that fall in love.
Yeah.
You also have. The Eagle, which is a remake of an old B movie, which is about Roman. Yeah, that was made in 1959. The original.
I don't know. I shouldn't be dreading that one. It doesn't look terrible. I like Channing Tatum. I think he's pretty cool. Jamie Bell's pretty cool. It's by the guy who did Touching the Void. You ever see that documentary about mountain climbers?
See, I think it's really weird that they mention in the because I had to look that up because it bothered me when I was watching the ads. They said it was from an Academy Award winning director, and I thought, if he's an Academy Award-winning director, how is it I've never heard of him?
Yeah.
Well, because he won the Academy Award for directing a documentary.
It's like when they do Academy Award winner Ben Affleck and everyone chuckles. But it's like, he does have one, doesn't he?
Yeah. By the way, I saw The Town this weekend.
Yeah?
Eh.
Yeah?
Eh.
I thought it was good. I liked it.
Here's what I didn't care for it. A little too much Boston going on in that thing.
It's pretty Boston.
Painfully aware of how Boston it is.
Yeah, yeah. It's Boston-y.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see The Town yet?
No, I haven't. But I understand the too much Boston thing again.
It just in one scene, if you could not wear a Boston Celtics jacket, that would be great. You liked The Town, didn't you?
I did. I thought it was good. Yes, I didn't love it. I thought it was fine.
I'd give it.
I had a big problem with the bank hostage falling in love with Ben, which was just movie.
Yeah, you know? that was all. There was a lot. I couldn't buy.
I like Blake Lively. She's good.
Blake Lively was in the movie, though, and she's got him pushed up for the whole movie. So that part I liked.
Yeah.
That took it from a C-plus to a B-minus
movie.
There
you go.
Also opening in...
Actually, from a B to a C.
Yeah. Hey! Also opening today, you've got the Justin Bieber movie, Never Say Never.
Which now, might actually save the day.
I asked Mike, I said...
could easily be.
I said, off air, I said, now you're not going to that, are you, Schultz? And he said, I am.
Yeah.
And it's an hour and 45
minutes?
It's
an hour 45.
Boy, that seems long.
I don't know anything about this kid. I mean, I hear he's kind of funny on Saturday Night Live, or was at least the one time he was there. He was kind of self-deprecating on that Ozzy commercial, I thought. I was like, all right, maybe it won't be terrible.
It's the story of teen pop idol Justin Bieber chronicling his meteoric rise to stardom alongside real-life 3D concert footage, Mike.
There you go.
Put your glasses on now, girls. In this clip, Justin's manager is taking him on interviews to different radio stations. Uh-oh.
I am so sorry.
Oh, no, that's Jennifer Aniston.
Wow. She took on a client. All right.
Every label says no platform for him. Justin was looking at me like, when are we going to do something? Hand-to-hand combat is what we did. We put Justin in a van and on airplanes. He just got focused on what we had to do.
All right, Q102 live in the studio, Justin Bieber.
What's up, guys? Justin, what are you going to sing for us right now?
I'm going to perform one time right now. When I met you, got my heart,
went knock, knock. There is not a DJ that can say they have not met Justin Bieber.
Oh?
And he won people over. Yeah.
Wow.
That was nice, man.
Justin Bieber, do not forget us, bro. Don't forget us.
He started twittering. I'm going to be at this radio station. I'm going to be at this radio station. First 20 kids, then 40 kids, then 100 kids, then a couple hundred kids started lining up outside of these radio stations to just get a glimpse of him. And they started to play his record.
Well, there you go.
All right. Did you? You both blanched at that line there as well. Yeah. Have you met him?
We haven't met him.
I do not know the young man. Right. No, but you know what? It wouldn't do him any good to promote his music on our show.
Well, that's okay.
We're going after different audiences. Down the hall, they might have met him. I don't know.
I'm just glad that Jennifer Aniston isn't accusing a 17-year-old of ED.
Yes. Oh gosh.
That would make for a better movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are your choices, Mike.
That's it.
You're really gonna go see all four of them as sick as you are?
I am not gonna catch all of them today. Yeah. I think I'll catch a couple tomorrow as well. But yeah, I can't quite make it.
Yeah, put some vapor rub on.
I'm gonna go catch the kid movies today though, just so I can avoid that.
I have a sneaky feeling you're gonna fall asleep.
No, that's my resolution this year. I can't do that.
Yeah, but you're already not feeling well.
Yeah.
You're already compromised, Mike.
Yeah. I just need to get some caffeine for this one. I usually don't bring snacks, but this one I think
Nyquil
I might need
and vodka.
I need some junior
to...
mints and yeah. There you go.
But the squealing of the girls though, you'll probably
that will keep me away. I should find the two that'll keep me the most alert. Yeah. I would say Bieber and the gnomes probably.
Well, wait till
no,
the,
I think
wait
the
till the
put you sleep.
Wait till the kids get out of school.
Yeah. There aren't
gonna
go
be
now.
Yeah, there aren't gonna be girls in the theater now.
Yeah, good point.
You should wait till later on this afternoon to see when the kids
get out
of
school.
Oh, I was
talking about the girls on screen because I think that'll keep me alert too. If that clip is any indication,
but having
that's
no
problem.
An 11-year-old screaming right next to you would help too.
Yeah, maybe I should save that till later this afternoon. All right, we'll figure it out.
Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. As always, Mike, thanks for hanging out with
us. Thank you guys.
Want to give away some more passes?
Yeah, another 4-pack of tickets to give away. 326 Rock, 326-1049. These are good at Rave Motion Pictures. Ninth caller wins a 4-pack of movie passes. Dial care.